After a number of high-profile Republicans said they won't run for U.S. Senate, including former Senator Scott Brown, former Governor Bill Weld, and Mitt Romney's son, Tag, a GOP candidate is likely to announce a bid today. State Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk has scheduled a news conference to announce his intentions, and the Boston Globe reports he's in. For more on the race, we're joined this morning by Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Morning, Bob.
Jeff, why has it been so hard for the Republican Party to find a candidate or candidates?
It's a tough time for Republicans in Massachusetts. They took a beating at every level in the 2012 campaign. And, of course, Republicans are a small minority here in Massachusetts. Only 11% of all registered voters list themselves as Republicans. Beyond that, it's a very narrow window to the primaries for the special election in April. So whoever runs has to raise tens of millions of dollars and generate a volunteer organization with thousands of people. That's a tough, tough task against a unified national Democratic Party.
That having been said, we are likely to get a couple of candidates, at least one today. State Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk, who was an aide to former Governor Mitt Romney, and a former Navy SEAL businessman Gabriel Gomez. How strong do you think they'd be as candidates?
Yeah, let me describe them both a little bit, because they're not well known. Winslow is a former judge. He's seen as an up-and-comer in the state legislature, which is not easy to do for a Republican because they're usually ignored there. The central question for Winslow is, can he raise the money? He's seen as bright and brash and capable, but he's not well-known across the state, and can he raise tens of millions of dollars? That's going to be a tall order for him. Gabriel Gomez is even less known than Winslow. He's a former Navy SEAL, graduate of the Harvard Business School. And I think, you know, that's an impressive background. A Navy SEAL evokes bravery and competence. And yet, there's some issues there. He's never run for office beyond selectman in his hometown. And he donated to Barack Obama in 2007. So that's not likely to endear him to partisan Republicans around the state.
With all due respect to both of these guys, neither one of them are in the top tier of candidates that the Republican Party had hoped to attract into this race. What's the likelihood that another relatively low-profile Republican could win a Senate seat, like Scott Brown did several years back when he surprised everyone to win the seat after Ted Kennedy's death?
Well, Scott Brown teaches us never to say never, so it is possible, but it's a tall order because of the short time frame and because the National Democratic Party is going to give Markey, who's the presumed candidate, all the money he needs. It becomes more interesting if Lynch becomes the nominee, but it's unlikely. It's unlikely that someone with low name recognition without a lot of money at his disposal can overcome the inherent Democratic advantages in the state. So either Winslow or Gomez begins as a real long shot.
And I think Democrats, the state Democratic Party, and other activists here have pretty much vowed to never be caught by surprise again.
Martha Coakley's campaign strategy was not to help raise Brown's visibility by engaging him. And as a result, his campaign, his guerrilla campaign, if you will, took the Democrats by surprise. That's not going to happen now. The Democrats in 2012 fielded an awesome get-out-the-vote operation for the entire Democratic Party from Obama down to the local state reps. So it's a very, very powerful organization, and the Democrats are going to do everything they can to make sure that they maintain Senator Kerry's seat.
You mentioned the two Democrats who are in the race just a moment ago, the Congressman Ed Markey and Stephen Lynch. Markey, the perceived frontrunner. Lynch, who told WBUR on his announcement day last week that he couldn't possibly win the race if that day was was election day, but hopes to mount a credible and eventually successful campaign against Markey. Could a bitter battle between the two of them divide the Democratic Party irreparably?
I'm not sure irreparably, but it could be divisive. And Lynch has signaled that he's ready to make this a nasty campaign. He already took a swipe at Markey by calling him part of the Democratic establishment. So I think he recognizes correctly that he can only win if he helps to bring Markey down. Markey starts with a liberal segment of the Democratic Party clearly in his camp. Lynch has working class white voters in his camp. In terms of turnout, the people who are actually going to turn out on primary day, I like educated liberals in the western suburbs to turn out at a higher rate than working class whites in South Boston.
One last question, Jeff Berry. Despite the perhaps bitter battle ahead between Markey and Lynch, advantage Democrats in this race?
A big advantage to the Democrats in this race. President Obama is popular. The state's economy is recovering. Democratic Party organization is in good shape. So everything points towards the Democrats. Republicans have a chance, but it's a slim chance.
Jeff Berry, political science professor at Tufts University. Thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank